Welcome back to the PV Mart Centrium in Red Deer. This is the first intermission of tonight's game between the Saskatoon Blades and the Red Deer Rebels, and time for the other side, a presentation of Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon an area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years. Head coach Dave Strusch of the Red Deer Rebels joins me. I meant to mention this to you the last time we spoke, and that is the fact that what I'm really happy for you in this chance to be a head coach in this league is that you're with a franchise that has a legitimate chance to win on a night-to-night basis rather than taking over a team that had just gotten through a Memorial Cup hosting.
Yeah, and you know what? That was the thought when I first came in here, the first game, the first practices. Even right now, we're playing our fourth line. The depth, the ability to put the players out against the other team's top lines, and you know, as much as you want a line match, there's faith, there's trust in all these guys. So we still have to find a way to beat a really good hockey team, but it is nice to be able to do that.
How much better was game two compared to game one, percentage-wise, maybe?
Well, it was intensity. It was a playoff game for us. It was, the first game we saw it as probably a first 6 to 8 week of the regular season game. We came back, there was intensity. We still didn't have our shot total up, but mm-hmm. I really liked the way we played without the puck. Obviously, Chase Wutzke was really good for us. Tonight, we have to find a way to score some goals, play on the inside, continue to play on the inside defensively, but get on the inside offensively as well.
Getting to the inside offensively against them, they don't seem like a very big physical defense, and yet they don't let people inside somehow.
Experience, mm-hmm. Going a long ways in playoffs, that kind of stuff helps. They do a really good job of taking ice, so we have to do extra. What are we willing to do to get on the inside, get more pucks to the net? As hard as it is, that's the way playoff hockey is, more so in the second round of hockey.
Yeah. And you're better players maybe have to step up a little bit?
Yep, our best players have to outwork the other team's best players, and in this case, it's we know who they are. Mm-hmm. They know who they are, so we expect more from them here tonight at home.
Can you expect the same thing from Chase Wutzke? That was an incredible goaltending performance, and most nights he's the first star of that game regardless of the result.
Yeah, we sure hope so.
That's one way of putting it. The fact, though, that he was able to take over as the starter, it's out of necessity right now with Rhett Stoser not available, but he's a younger guy taking over instead of an older guy, similar to what's happening here in Saskatoon.
Well, we can look back to it. When I was a player as well, we had a kid named Norm Maracle that stepped in and did a great job for us in taking us to Game 7 against Kamloops. But, you know, for us, it is a team effort. As well as Wutzke's playing, our team has to play really good in front of him, with and without the puck.
Two prongs to finish it off. How important is home ice for this group, and how important will be scoring first tonight?
Well, I think scoring first, starting on time, getting the first hit, making the first good play with and without the puck, and the energy. We have to build on that energy here, get the fans into the game, mm-hmm. and hopefully that can help us out.
Good. Dave, thanks for this. We wish you all the best tonight.
Thanks very much, Les.
Head coach Dave Strusch of the Red Deer Rebels joining me on the other side. Again, brought to you by Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon an area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years. Stay tuned. Highlight montage coming your way next. The game summary, including the pre-con limited shot clock. You're listening to Saskatoon Blades Playoff Hockey on CJWW.